Welcome back. So ever since Died Suddenly was released, we've had a whole litany, a wave of questions come pouring in, either from people who haven't seen our show before or who haven't watched it for a while. People are wondering, okay, so what exactly are fibrous clots? What are they made of exactly? Well, we here on the Stu Peters Show have covered these clots for a while, but today especially we realize many people may not be as familiar with what all this is about as we are. Dr. Jane Ruby has been talking about fibrous clots from the very beginning when she introduced Richard Hirschman to the masses, very brave embalmer. And she's here today to take us all the way back to square one and explain what exactly we are talking about. And to that end, she joins us now. Dr. Jane, thank you so much for coming. So for those people who've never viewed the program before, what is a Stu Peters? Who's Jane Ruby? They probably watched the viral Died Suddenly. The CEO over at Rumble was texting me this morning. This thing is absolutely record smashing. He couldn't believe the numbers. Well over 10 million views on Rumble. So people are going, okay, so what are these fibrous clots?
Yeah, and there's a lot of misinformation, first of all. So I'm really glad that you're focusing on helping people understand that, Stu. Back in the beginning, when Mr. Hirschman was revealing and showing all of his findings, one of the things we discussed was the next step had to be some kind of chemical analysis because people are going to write it off. You know, the opposition is going to say it's nothing. And so he did a lot of due diligence. He really kind of came up against a stone wall. So eventually I connected him with Mike Adams, the health ranger, who has his own ISO nationally certified lab. He's a microscopy expert. And he started with something called mass spectroscopy. And that is looking at comparative metals in substances. And it was a really interesting thing to do. I brought a table today for your viewers. That's really interesting. It keeps it real simple. It's two columns. It compares some human blood and the metal components with what was in a piece of one of Mr. Hirschman's many clots, but one that was made very famous. It was on a billboard with my picture. We were trying to get to parents back in June or July. It was that horrible looking clot on his blue gloved hand with sort of looked like a, you know, with the two antenna on either end. So anyway, half of that was analyzed in, you know, slices across a number of different tests. But I want to share with your viewers this particular table. You look down this list of elements. This is a comparison, right? You're looking at things that are very common in human blood. Magnesium, right? We take it for good health. Potassium, which is essential for cardiac function. Iron. We have huge amounts as human beings, huge amounts of iron in our blood. That's really what gives your red blood cells the ability to carry oxygen and transfer that those gases, right? Zinc, which we know is for our immune system, chlorine and phosphorus. When he compared the human blood across those metal elements to what was either in or not the amounts in the clot, you can see here, they're very, very different. In the clot, the things that are common in human blood are almost not there. Okay. One of the things he found in terms of the metals, huge amounts of aluminum. We know we get trace amounts of aluminum in our blood because we are exposed to aluminum utensils, foil, things like that. That's not a joke. You do absorb some of that, but usually it's in trace amounts and you accumulate it over your lifetime if you don't do chelation and other kinds of detox to get those things out. But these were in the clot. There are huge amounts of aluminum, tin, which, yes, we can have trace amounts from canned food. That's why you should stay away from those. But high amounts of tin, cadmium, all kinds of other metals, Stu, that are primarily conductive. Now, you can, you know, come up with your own, speculations, you know, beyond that. But he's still studying it. I don't know of anyone else right now that is doing this level of analysis. If you are, please write to me at drjaneruby@protonmail.com and let me know because we will get it on both shows. We'll talk about it and we'll add to this knowledge and understanding. So this is really interesting. Stu, I'll tell you what this is not based on these analyses. And I've seen everything he's done. It is not amyloid. It is not a part of the human blood vessel on any level. It develops in both veins and arteries. There's some speculation that it only grows after the person dies. There's physically that just doesn't even make sense. These are rumors out there.
Okay, I want you to talk about that a little bit because that's what the thing is that a lot of the detractors are saying. Let's slow down and address this. They're saying, no, this clotting is normal post-mortem. To that specifically, you say what?
I would say there was another embalmer that I worked with, and she had put together on a table normal postmortem clotting. It looks like a grape jelly, for lack of a better comparator, visual for people. These are white. Even Mr. Hirschman has said, I've tried to pull them, yank them. He's a big guy. He can't pull them apart. He's got to cut them. They're white. They're sinewy. These are not from the blood. They're not ever seen before 2021. There's one frontline doctor said, well, this is sort of a rare kind of a tissue blood clot combination. No, it is not. It's never been seen before. It's never documented before. And so, you know, there you have it.
Hirschman said in Died Suddenly, I've asked embalmers who have 30, 40 years of experience, multiple embalmers combined, they have hundreds of years of experience. Have you ever before seen anything like this? And their answers to him were, no, we have never before seen anything like this. So how can anybody speculate that this is something that's just been going on that nobody's ever brought up before? And if this was something that was normal or had been going on before, if this is something that's not new, then there would be thousands of embalmers from all over the country going, this guy is a quack. We see this stuff all the time, but they're not. They're completely silent. And now there are embalmers all over the world coming forward and corroborating what it is that Hirschman said.
And there always have been many, many. And I'll tell you something, Stu, the reason they don't want this, that people want to squash this, that they want to create the illusion that it's something that we've always had, is because there's something about these, and we're getting to it. There's something about these clots that ties in with the dying suddenly. And it is what sets anything else apart, any other injection apart from this. And there's something about it that they don't want us to know. But stay tuned. We're still analyzing.
So, I mean, if something like this is in one's body, I mean, look at these things. These are horrific. I held them in my hands, in the vials, next to Hirschman. I was a pissed off guy. So was he. If these things are in a human body, how can they not die suddenly?
Well, I think people are having lots of different symptoms, cardiac, neuro, and all that. I do have a little bit of a theory. I have to work with some other experts and see if it might be true. I'm not sure how to really diagnose it, but I think it may be a little more fluid-like before the person dies, and then they firm up. But make no mistake, there have been vascular surgeons. I have interviewed Dr. Loynes van Rooyen from South Africa. He's on a team with surgeons who have removed these from living patients. Now, they refill after a few weeks very quickly, but they have removed these same white fibrous clots from jabbed people who were having severe symptoms in their legs, pain, not being able to feel their legs move or their toes move. So these are occurring, and they are in solid form while people are still alive, but we don't know the total picture, whether they're fluid, combination, solid, but they're sure as hell solid when, by the time the embalmer tries to get in to push embalming fluid and then has to remove these.
Yeah. Hirschman said that, and Olooney both said that this reminds them of like the calamari is basically what it feels like to them. Matt Scow, one of the award-winning documentarians that put together Died Suddenly, said that if he felt like it was like a rubber band. So you can kind of picture for yourself exactly what it is that these things are. You can see them as we show them, but if you want to kind of imagine what their, you know, makeup is and what the texture of these things are, that's how it's been explained. It's like calamari or a rubber band. So whatever they are, I trust Dr. Jane Ruby that you're on this beat and you'll figure it out sooner or later. That's why you're being attacked like crazy and for being on this network. And I've been told a few times recently, maybe we should ease back a little bit on, you know, the theory that this is about depopulation. Maybe you're going just a little bit too far by talking about one's intent or speaking about the heart of the people who are involved with manufacturing or inventing the technology for or sponsoring or mandating or continuously, incessantly pushing these shots regardless of the data that exposes. For example, I keep reciting this because I love our kids. I'm protecting and fighting for our kids. That children, minor children, are 4,233% more likely to die after they've had this vaccination. So don't speak to the hearts though, Stu. You can't prove that there's any intent to depopulate the planet. Let's just focus on these clots And let's just focus on people dying suddenly. Let's focus on the data. Let's focus on Israel, because these are things that can't be pushed back against. Really? Really, is that what I should do? I should back off of the message about depopulation. Why? You have to ask yourself why. I'm not backing off of the message, absolutely refuse to back off of that message. There are millions and millions of people dying suddenly. If it's not about depopulation, then what the hell is it? So you heard Dr. Jane Ruby talking about minerals and metals that should be in your body to promote positive health. She mentioned magnesium. Why are people out here taking magnesium supplements? Well, to combat stress and anxiety. Who has stress and anxiety? Why is anybody worried about that, right? Hope you're picking up on my sarcasm. I'm laying it on pretty thick. Low mood, sleepless nights, and early grave. Yes, your body's overall function relies heavily on having the appropriate types and right amounts of magnesium in your body. But a lot of these magnesium supplement companies out here, their product actually acts as a laxative. So for the lack of better terms, I guess you're crapping it all out. You don't want to do that. Magnesium Breakthrough has the exact right types and appropriate amounts, the 7 most critical kinds of magnesium in their formula. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Do the research for yourself. Combat low mood, sleepless nights, and an early grave. Promote positive health by taking this Magnesium Breakthrough supplement. It's absolutely incredible. Get the sleep that you deserve, the rest that your body needs. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEcoFoods.com. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEcoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEcoFoods.com.